Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's see what kind of divine messages we are getting for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So here is the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, everyone.
It's a beautiful morning. I'm just so blessed to be here. Everyone, this is the magical DC Love, and my journey itself has also been magical. Not what you would expect. I just want to say to you, if you are, you know, putting those intentions out there, the universe is listening. And that's what happened to me. I put an intention out there. I was watching the Long Island Medium with my beautiful niece, Kelly, and I said, Kelly, oh my gosh, I would love to do something like that. And before I knew it, I had cookies flying off of countertops, sugar cookies to be exact. My cell phone began to text me, and spirit began to sit upon me to get my attention. I guess I wasn't listening, you know, to the little signs that they were sending me. So, of course, I had no other choice at that time but to listen, and all of this propelled me forward onto the path that I am on today. And it's such a beautiful path. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, Reiki master and teacher, an ordained minister. I'm a dream interpreter, an animal communicator, an angelic life coach. And formerly, I was a law enforcement officer. But the really cool thing is, you know, how the education was received for this beautiful journey. It wasn't done in the conventional manner. I've actually traveled really far, and I've traveled to heaven. That's right. I've traveled to heaven. I've been there a few times. Some of the times I was there and I was visiting loved ones, but other times I actually attended schools of higher learning. And it really helps me to see things from a heavenly vantage point. This is where my channeling began, where I first connected with Jesus and Mother Mary, and I discovered that there are higher levels of consciousness, as well as healing on a soul's level. It was sudden. It was unexpected. It changed the course of my life forever. I discovered, wow, I have a strong connection with the spirit world, and since then, I've never looked back. I continue now to serve and protect, but now I've traded in my 357, and I offer angelic love instead. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I do have a not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. Joan and I first connected while she was in a coma, and she, at that time, she actually threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me a while to realize how truly divine our connection is. Joan has left a door open, and those from the other side, they walk through it continually. And my chance encounter with her has given me access to the most fascinating and wide variety of divine source. As well, it helps me to have the ability to relate and to work with clients worldwide and from all walks of life. Again, my journey has been anything but normal, and I wouldn't have it any other way. And my purpose is to help people in a loving way. Love is what I am, it's what I do, it's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a divine infinity healing practitioner, an innate releasing technique practitioner, a conscious channel, spiritual energy healer, speaker, and author. And what I do is I help people to change their lives, because that is what I decided I needed to do many years ago. And so I was guided to learn different methods of helping people to let go of old beliefs and to step into the new beliefs that are going to make a difference in their lives. And so I help men and women of faith gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future possibilities. I help them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they no longer live stuck in problems. They get to move forward into living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. And this comes from my many, 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 many years of asking questions and trying to understand what is actually important for me. And so I help other people to find out what is important for them and how to actually start loving themselves. You can learn more about me or DC Love by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. And if you scroll to the bottom of that page, there are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's Facebook page. So that is one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There is lots and lots of information there, and you may just find what you've been looking for. And now it is time for us to hear some beautiful divine messages. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Okay. Well, the first thing that I had, Barbara, was this morning, you know, I kept the word miracles. And a grateful heart magnet for miracles. So miracles, I guess, is our word for today. And I can't think of a better word. And we've got to remember, too, anytime you start a sentence with I am, you are creating what you are and what you want to be. So be careful what you put off after that I am, people. It's really, really important. And with that being said, Our Lady of Manifest Miracles is with us, and the message she brings forth is love seeks to manifest through you, as you. It is not only your spirit that is to be blessed by love, but your body and life, too. You are meant to live a reality of divine love. You are meant to experience the presence of the divine in everyday life. Your spiritual and material existence are not destined to be separate, but rather to be united, enhancing each other and infusing each other with love and sacred relationship. And our beautiful Lady of Manifest Miracles is saying that, you know, my miracles are not limited to the world of spirit. They manifest in the material world as signs that divine love is alive in the here and the now. Will you be willing, a willing channel for my miracle manifestations? And that's the question you've got to answer, guys. Our Lady of Manifest Miracles is asking, will you be willing to channel those miraculous manifestations into your life? And I'm saying yes. We may think of miracles as special, something that's out of the ordinary, an ordinary occurrence, yet Mother Mary does teach us that miraculous is meant to happen every day. It already does. If only we had the eye of the heart open enough to see it, we would be sent into a state of rapture at how marvelous divine creation is, at how extraordinary is the creativity that unfolds in every moment of our lives, and how miraculous intervention helps through divine grace. Suddenly and yet inevitably, grace brings this person and that person together. And I believe that's how we got together, Barbara. It's just so beautiful. And it weaves the synchronicities into that, which leads to another amazing moment of creation. Endlessly, the miracles of creation build upon each other in exquisite patterns of divine love that are simply happening. But we cannot be fearful of not being in control, of not knowing how it's going to work out. Or we can be in awe and trust, and that's such a better way to be, and choose to surrender into the flow of Mother Mary's grace. So vast is the scale of divine intelligence. It's unfolding in the perfect plan upon the earth. Our minds might become overwhelmed and challenged by what we feel is, you know, essentially unfathomable to anything other than the trusting heart that needs no explanation. No explanation. So no matter how we choose to look at things or respond, life itself, including the miraculous manifestations of the Divine Mother, does continue. And I found this beautiful message. This wasn't channeled. I found it a while back. And we have a task, and the task that is upon us right now, everyone, is to become a sacred vessel through which the miracles of the Mother can be made manifest. Throughout history, there are stories of ordinary people who who were asked by Mother Mary to perform some task or other. And these tasks, they were not impossible. They were challenging because they asked each individual to put more faith, you know, in her will prevailing than in their own fears and the fears of those around them. Even if they couldn't see how, you know, anything is possible, these people became known as saints. But they began just as you and I, ordinary people living their lives with a love for the Holy Mother and a desire just to be open to miracles and to fulfill the task that the Mother will ask of you, whether you know what that, you know, whether you know what that is right now or have, you know, no idea whatsoever as of yet. You will need to have courage, and courage will help you to trust your heart as you sense her task for you. It may be, you know, a small task. It could start as, you know, as easy as planting a garden of flowers on your lawn, and this will benefit all those that pass by it. Or, you know what, it may be even a larger task, such as speaking the truth in a relationship where you may have fear. You may think, oh my gosh, if I do speak my truth, I may lose this relationship. Maybe, you know, it may be time to write a book. Or for some of us, you know, you guys are still in the spiritual closet. So it may be, you know, time to pray that, you know, for someone who hurt you and ask for forgiveness for them. Or it may be to love yourself enough to say no to a relationship that is not right for you, even if there is love there. It may be a move to another place where your light is so needed, even if you do not understand that at the time. It might be to support a cause that stirs your heart, or to go to a spiritual class or a workshop, or to set some boundaries between you and family members who may be asking too much of yourself. Courage will also help us to trust in her as we carry out her task. It is through our efforts carrying out the task asked of us that we empower her to help us. It is difficult to help someone who won't help themselves, so we have to give to receive. And as we receive, we are empowered to give. We need to have courage to start the cycle without trying to control it. We need courage to accept the help offered and to keep going. Our Lady of Manifest Miracles wants her presence felt and her plan of love carried out through each of us in the physical world, and that includes you, every one of you. It is time now to put your spiritual principles to the test. It is time to rely upon them completely as a way of living and moving in the world. It is not only safe to do this, but it's the only way to really allow her miraculous love to manifest through you. Doing this will mean that all that is destined to be born through you during this lifetime, it can be. You are being blessed by the Holy Mother right now. You are being empowered by her, and you are asked to trust her completely in her grace. And there's a healing process that will take place. I ask each of you now to imagine beautiful red roses that are blooming around your feet. Beautiful, beautiful, amazing red roses. They're so magnificent. I could actually smell them. They're releasing a subtle fragrance in their petals. And if you go down, you know, and touch them, they feel like velvet. So I'm hoping that everyone is ready for Our Lady of Miracles to manifest. I know I am. How about you, Barbara?
Yes, definitely.
Well, that was a beautiful message. Like I said, I did not channel it. It was a message that I, you know, came upon. And being that today, you know, the word for today is miracles, who better than Our Lady of Miracles, you know, to come in and to join us?
Exactly. Wonderful.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm assuming that was the only message for today?
I think that was it for today, Barbara.
Okay. Well, that was quite a message, so, you know, I can understand that. Okay. So, let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. Okay. In order for you to experience your life being different, you must allow your life to be different. different. We say this because so often people are saying, I want my life to change, I want my life to change, I want my life to change. But they do the exact thing that they have always done. How can things change if you don't change? It's not a matter of waiting until the world has changed and then you look at it and say, okay, it's safe for me now to change, and you start making changes within yourself. You will not see changes within the world if you will not allow changes within yourself, because you are the one creating what you experience. And when you are in your rut, then you stay in your rut. That is why we are always encouraging you to let go. To let go of the way that you used to be, the things that you used to believe, the things that make you comfortable. Let them go. And step into the unknown. And it may be scary, and we understand that, but do it anyway. Because if you truly want your life to change, you have to change. That's the way it works. And that's what you are being encouraged to do. In order to experience miracles, to see miracles, you have to be open to miracles. You have to be open to change. You have to be open to truly living your life and creating what you desire, which means you have to let go of the fear. You have to let go of the fear. You have to let go of the fear. And this doesn't have to be difficult. You can simply start with one little statement that you make anytime you are feeling fear, and you simply say, "Dear innate, I release this fear." And you just say that until you are filled with a sense of peace. That's all. Just say that one phrase. "Dear innate, I release this fear," until you are filled with peace. And you will have changed. And it will have been easy. Don't make your life more difficult than it has to be. Allow the changes to flow in your life, but do make them. It's time to let go. You are loved. We are with you. It is safe. Let go. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Oh, that was amazing. Thank you.
And now it is time for us to take questions from our callers. So if you call in and you have a question or you want to hear a message, don't forget to press the number 1 so that that lovely symbol appears on my studio board. Otherwise, we will just let you listen. Okay, we are going to our first caller now. And our first caller is from area code 917. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Barbara. Hey, DC. It's Tim from New York. How are you guys doing today?
Great, Tim.
Hello,
how are you?
Tim.
I'm doing great.
Yes, you are. The angels just said that, you know, this caller is doing great. Yes, you are. I don't know what you're doing, Tim. There's a lot of beautiful, divine, magical energy around you. And, you know, we were talking about miracles and everything, and I just feel like, you know, there's a couple miracles waiting for you. So I hope you're open to receiving them and seeing them like they're already here.
Yes, indeed. I am open to receiving them. I'm visioning. I'm doing my mantras. I think that "Dear innate, I release any fear" is going to work excellent for me. Usually when I start to feel fear now, I just say a little mantra. I've been doing Ganesh mantras, different archangels, calling on archangels. I think that's going to work out because I do feel still get the, you know, still get stuck sometimes and those fearful thoughts come in, relax. So I'm pushing that away. So I'm trying to be consistent.
Well, I'm really proud of you. How are you doing with your Reiki?
But that was the main reason I called. When you told me to practice Reiki, I'm just imagining seeing white light coming into my body and flowing out my hands, being able to, let's say, transmute it, or just the envision it leaving my hands, going to different people, as well as body parts and things of that nature. I just remembered that I didn't really ask you exactly how I was supposed to practice it. Is that basically practicing it?
Well, you know what? You're using it the way you want to use it, and that's the best way, and that's beautiful, Tim. Because you are filled with light, you're filled with love, and, you know, start with yourself, and then you could, you know, use it to help others as well. So you're doing a magnificent job. You're doing really, really great. I'm just so proud of you. Oh, my goodness. The angels are showing me, like, so many beautiful things coming, and I'm, like, in awe here. Wow, 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 wow. Okay, so there's going to be a lot of changes happening for you, but they are beautiful changes.
Mm-hmm.
And just, you know, keep affirming every day those positive affirmations that you welcome this beautiful divine change. You've got to stay centered, of course. And as we know, all change is going to be for your highest good. Okay? And just, you know, stay in a beautiful state of, you know, like gratitude and love. And just feel this beautiful energy. There's going to be so many new opportunities. You're going to grow. You're going to prosper. And, you know, I ask you to keep breathing because sometimes I feel like you could breathe a little bit deeper.
Okay.
You know, so mindfully think about your breath, okay?
Gotcha.
And just know that if the universe starts nudging you in a certain direction that you're ready for it, okay?
Okay.
Because when I first started, I mean, I started on air with no clue. I mean, you are so far ahead of, like, where I was on my journey. I didn't know what was going on. Okay? So just, you know, embrace everything and know that, you know, all is well. And it's, you know, you've done a lot of work, Tim, and, you know, you're doing the right thing. You're magnificent. Just remain optimistic. And, you know, just welcome those beautiful dreams. And I'm getting in, you know, Ginger's writing in the sky, Tim, you know, like miracle, and it has your name on it. So your miracle is waiting to happen as well. Okay? Make sure that you're not, like, creating any block there. Let your heart manifest desires. Okay?
Okay.
The more that you could feel it, the more that you could believe it, the faster it's going to come to you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. She's showing me here. Okay, what are you showing me, Ginger? Okay, well, you know what I'm getting, Tim? Do you use any crystals? You do, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so what I'm getting, rose quartz would be really good at this time. And also black tourmaline, okay?
Gotcha.
I feel like, you know, like something like down deep that you really need to release. And finally, like, let it come out and be healed. There's something deep within you that's still there, Tim, that doesn't serve you. Because all is love. And that feeling that I'm getting that's down deep, it's a feeling of fear. And as we know, you know, we can't allow fear to come in, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah, we've got to stay in a place of love. So the rose quartz is going to help with the love, and the black tourmaline actually is going to help to get rid of the fear. Okay?
Okay?
So the two of them are going to be really beneficial at this time. Okay? Because what I'm getting, like that fear that you have, it's down really, really, really deep, and it's really heavy, Tim. Okay? Oh. So I don't know if you've been feeling it, but it's there. And, you know, you're doing a great job, and we just get rid of that. You've got to expect this good stuff to happen. You've got to remain optimistic. The angels are with you, and they're saying, Tim, we're going to help you to see yourself the eyes of love. Okay, and when you do, you're going to say, wow, everything is possible. Has everything been okay with you health-wise?
Yeah, for the most part, everything's been okay health-wise.
Okay. Because I'm just getting, you know, like that little bit of negativity that's down deep, it could cause some health issues. So I'm just, you know, making you aware of it. Okay. But I am getting, Tim, the word boundaries around you. You've got to set boundaries and really, you know, be able to speak your truth. As the message said earlier with, you know, Our Lady of Divine Miracles, you could, you know, really speak your truth and not be afraid of, you know, whatever it is that scares you when you do speak your truth, okay? You're going to lovingly, you know, what you have to say through loving words, and there's not going to be any fear, okay? And you're going to feel better about yourself too, because this is a way to treat yourself in a loving way and respect yourself. Just enjoy every moment and connect with your joy on a daily basis, because there's going to be so many more blessings, so many more opportunities I'm getting. What I'm getting now, though, we've got to turn you over to Barbara, because I want her to really dig down deep, and Ginger's giving her a shovel. Get rid of whatever that is, that heaviness, okay? And as you do, you're going to be filled with light. As these negative emotions, they just, you know, we get rid of them, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay, Tim. The first thing I want to talk to you about is you said something about pushing fear away. We don't want
yes.
you to push anything. We want you to release. It's a totally different thing. When you are pushing it away, you are still in contact with it. You are still connecting with it. It's still there. Otherwise, there'd be nothing to push. When you release it, you let it go. And it has no place in your life anymore. So that's why you say, dear innate, I release this fear. Because then you don't ever need to think about it again, because it's gone. And that's how you let it go forever. Does that make sense?
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay. And then the other thing you were talking about when you were doing the Reiki and you were visualizing yourself being filled with white light. They want you to visualize yourself being filled with white light that is full of colorful glitter. Because then you have the healing power of all of those different colors. Because it's not always the white energy that the person you're working on needs. Sometimes it's a particular color. So this gives you access to every color that they could possibly need. And then they will attract into their body whatever color they need. So just open yourself up to being more expansive in what you are giving. And make sure that you have, I just call it a backflow preventer because, well, I used to do something and I learned that term and I love it. When you're doing the Reiki, so see that the energy flows through you into them, but between you and them is a backflow preventer so that their energy does not ever come back into you. Because you don't need their energy. You are simply there to be a channel for that beautiful, divine, healing energy that is going into them. Do not take on other people's problems. That does not help them. That does not help you. So don't ever do that.
Gotcha.
Okay. They wanted to make sure you knew that. Now let's see what they want to do about this deep fear. So we are going to do a few dear innate statements. Okay. Dear innate, I release the deep fear within me.
Dear innate, I release the deep fear within me.
Dear innate, even though I don't know exactly what it is, I release the deep fear.
Dear innate, even though I don't know exactly what it is, I release the deep fear.
Dear innate, even though I don't know who I will be without it, I release the deep fear.
Dear innate, even though I don't know who I will be without it, I release the deep fear.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to release the resistance to releasing.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to release the resistance to... Okay, wait, I messed it up.
No, you were doing great.
I forgot the end of it. Dear Nate, I release the fear to release the resistance to releasing the fear.
To releasing. It was
to
just
releasing.
Resistance to releasing. Okay. Dear Nate, I just let the fear go.
Dear Nate, I just let the fear go.
Dear Nate, I release the fears from past lives.
Dear Nate, I release the fears from past lives.
Dear Nate, I am ready to move forward in my life now.
Dear Nate, I am ready to move forward to my life now.
Dear Nate, I open to miracles.
Dear Nate, I open to miracles.
Dear Nate, I accept who I am.
Dear Nate, I accept who I am.
Dear Nate, I stand in my greatness.
Dear Nate, I stand in my greatness.
Take a nice deep breath. All right. How does that feel?
Feels great. Thank you guys very much. I really appreciate it. Stay
you
in touch. Keep working.
Okay.
God bless. Thank
and
you.
Tim.
Yep.
Tim, I sent you something via Messenger on Facebook. Please
okay.
check that out. This is something that you can do. It'll take you maybe like 5 to 10 seconds, and it's going to have amazing benefits in regard to Reiki and your beautiful chakras and everything. Okay?
Sounds good. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay, hon. Take care.
You got it.
Yeah. All right. We will go to our next caller, and that caller is from area code 602. Hi, who's this? Area code 602. Area code 602, you're live. Okay, we will go to our
Hello.
Next caller and come back. To, oh,
Hello.
There you are.
About that.
And who is this we're speaking with?
My name is Chantel from Arizona.
You said Chantel?
Yes, Chantel from Phoenix, Arizona.
And what can we do for you today, Chantel?
Well, I wanted to ask about, sexual abuse with my children. What can I do to help them?
Okay, let's see what they want to say about that, DC.
Okay, Chantel, the first thing is, you know, they have to be able to be in a safe place, okay?
Okay.
You've got to, you know, be able to get them out of that situation and get them somewhere where they'll be safe. And, you know, if they're with you, you'll be safe as well, hon. Okay, are you able to get out of that situation? I mean, there's always help out there. I know you have
yeah.
a lot of things.
I'm out of the situation. It was with my ex-husband. It's when we were little. They're grown children now, and I'm just trying to help heal them.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'm going to send them light and love, and I'm going to ask the angels to surround them and to really help them with the situation. Do they still have issues where they, you know, they communicate with you today about issues that they've had?
No, it all happened when they were really little. And it was with my first
right.
husband,
my
and
understanding.
I didn't realize. But now
okay.
I don't know if they have memories of it. I think it's been buried. But the way their behavior, everything, it's showing me that, you know, that something did happen to them. They have a lot of issues.
Okay. Well, I'm getting, you know, we've got to do a little bit of a healing on you. And I do
yes.
see that, you know, they have, you know, father issues. They are having father issues, and they have, you know, like trust issues, you know, starting with him.
Yes.
And, you know, if any of them are female, they're going to have trust issues with men, you know,
yes.
even boys. But I mean, for a woman to have like a beautiful relationship with a man, these heavy-hearted feelings have to be released.
Yes.
I know that they feel it deep within, even if it's not on a conscious level. They have trust issues, is what I'm getting. And yourself, too. You're carrying a lot of heaviness in your heart, hon.
Yes, I am.
And I feel like, you know, we're going to start with the healing with you, and we're going to go from there.
Okay.
Okay, because you yourself need to get rid of those feelings, because you feel like, you know, that you're powerless, and, you know, you're carrying a heavy load within yourself as well. There's confusion, there's pain, and we're going to start and, you know, bring about a healing for you, and we're going to go from there. Is that okay?
That sounds awesome. Thank you.
Okay, Barbara?
Okay, Chantel, we are going to start with some Dear Innate statements. The Dear Innate statements are you talking to your innate body, which is what I consider to be your spiritual consciousness, kind of. Anyway, it's a part of us that connects us to our soul, to our higher self, to our consciousness, to our subconsciousness, to our Akashic records. It basically connects everything. So when we are talking to the innate and we are releasing things, we are releasing it from everywhere it exists within us throughout all time. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want you to repeat what I say.
Okay.
Okay. Dear innate, I release the guilt.
Dear innate, I release the guilt.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I was a bad mother.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I was a bad mother.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I made the wrong choice.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I made the wrong choice.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I need to suffer.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I need to suffer.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I need to be punished.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I need to be punished.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I am to blame.
Dear innate, I release the belief that I am to blame.
Dear innate, I release the negative feelings about men.
Dear innate, I release negative feelings about men.
Dear innate, I release the fear of men.
Dear innate, I release the fear of men.
Dear innate, I take back my power from men.
Dear innate, I take back my power from men.
Dear innate, I release the feeling of hopelessness.
Dear innate, I release the feelings of hopelessness.
Dear innate, I release being wrong.
Dear innate, I release being wronged.
Dear innate, I release child abuse.
Dear innate, I release child abuse.
Dear innate, I release sexual molestation.
Dear innate, I release sexual molestation.
Dear innate, I release my children.
Dear innate, I release my children.
Dear innate, I surround my children with love.
Dear innate, I surround my children with love.
Dear innate, I open my heart so that my children can talk to me.
Dear innate, I open my heart so my children may talk to me.
Dear innate, I release any need to judge.
Dear innate, I release any need to judge.
Dear innate, I know that everything can work out fine.
Dear innate, I know everything will work out fine.
Dear innate, I just let go of the past.
Dear innate, I just let go of the past.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
It feels better. I think I just need to sit with that for a little bit.
Yeah, it's still letting go. We're just showing that it's still letting go, and it's going to let go for a while. This is stuff you've been carrying for a lot of years, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And this will actually make it easier for your children to talk to you. Because all of that stuff you were carrying around was actually getting in the way.
Yes, that's what I feel. They haven't said anything to me about it, but it's stuff that I think that happened. I know one happened with my daughter, and I tried to take her to the doctor, and I took her to a child psychologist, and they told me, well, it may have happened or it may not have happened. They couldn't tell. So it's been a lot I've been carrying around, and they haven't brought anything up to me. And then there's things that I remember with my sons when they were little, things that they were doing to each other. And at the time I thought was total innocence. But when I look back and I look at their lives now, it's like, oh my gosh, they were probably sexually abused by him. So, and right now they're all having major issues in their life. And one's in prison. So, you know, it's just one thing after another. So it just chalked up to, you know, they must have had something must have happened with their biological father. So that helped a lot. And she said I need to sit with that.
And if you want to encourage them to, you know, call in and just to see if there's a message or see whatever it is we're guided to do, they don't have to know that you called in. They don't have to know anything. And we don't even have to know it's them. We'll be guided to whatever is for their highest good. So you can do that and know that they will get whatever it is that they need to get in that moment.
Well, thank you. I will definitely do that. And thank you. It helps.
Well, good. But yeah, you needed to let that go. Because you shouldn't be blaming yourself. You didn't do anything wrong. You weren't responsible for what he did. And he was going through some weird stuff. I just feel some really weird energy around him. So just, you know, let that go. And you just be the wonderful, loving mother that you are. And they are showing that it will all work out.
Yeah, it's also in my heart. So,
It'll work out. Follow your heart.
Yeah, okay, just take time. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and I want to remind our callers that if you want to talk to us, don't forget to press the number 1. Otherwise, you just get to listen. And I'm just checking in with the energy. Everything's okay. It's all coming back now. Just bringing it back down. Okay, DC, those are our callers with their hands up, so.
Well, you know what? Ryan is stepping forward, and, you know, he's just a little further than Wisconsin right now, as we know, and he's inviting everyone to go through the Star Spangled Car Wash and clean up their chakras. And he's saying, guys, celebrate how good it feels when you're in proper alignment. And we, of course, we're going to thank Ryan for this liberating experience. And we're also going to hold his family, you know, in our hearts and prayers. But Ryan is saying, guys, you know, come on. This, you know, this electric car wash is open and it's free. It's a win-win. There's nothing to think about. Come on in. First of all, we're going to wash the hell out of your car and your chakras too. We're going to get those chakras spinning in the right direction, balance. What a healing experience. If you've got the time, we've got the shine. And what a great way to remove all unwanted energies from your field and to get your car sparkling too. Now, if you guys are interested, all you have to do is envision yourself in line at this beautiful star-spangled car wash. You're getting ready for the 4th of July. And as you approach the entrance, you're going to see two of our favorite peeps. We have Archangel Raphael and we have Archangel Michael. They're greeting you at the entranceway. And they're asking that you sit back and enjoy the ride. Let the angels do all the work. And all you have to do is just sit there and breathe, and you're going to begin to feel this beautiful, positive, healing energy. Any negative energy or fear that you're holding on to, it's going to dissolve. Cords are being cut. Your chakras are spinning properly. The colors are so vibrant. Take a deep breath and feel this beautiful cleansing energy. Guys, you're done with the beautiful electric car wash. All is well. And don't forget, have a fan-damn-fucking-tabulous day. Oozah! You can come back anytime you want. We're here to clean up your life. And that was Ryan's gift for today.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, we have one of our callers that's raised their hand now. So we will go to the caller from area code 951. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara. In D.C., it's Nathaniel. Good morning.
Hello,
Nathaniel.
My goodness, you sound like you're at the car wash. You sound so distant.
I am in the car wash. That's a good idea. You know, you can get your car, the energy of your car all cleaned up, too.
Yes, it's beautiful. Well, Nathaniel, I'm glad that you actually, connected with us because, you're still holding on to something. There's some old guilt there, and I don't know why you're holding on to it. There's a little bit of self-forgiveness needed presently. Okay, we are all here together on this journey, and each of us are perfectly imperfect, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you're still holding on to some heaviness in your heart, hon. And you've got to see yourself as a perfect reflection of divine love. And always, love yourself unconditionally, okay? So what I want to do is ask you to take a deep breath slowly in through the nose and then out through the mouth. And this is going to allow your heart to open up just a little bit more. And I'm inviting Barbara in right now to do a little bit more cleaning. I guess we needed a little bit more cleaning, Barbara.
Okay. Well, let's see what they bring up for us to let go of this time. So let's do our dear innate statements. Dear innate, I release my life.
Dear innate, I release my life.
Dear innate, I release my belief about myself.
My beliefs, you say?
Your beliefs about yourself.
Dear innate, I release the beliefs about myself.
Dear innate, I release all of the ways that I hold myself back.
Dear innate, I release all the ways I hold myself back.
Dear innate, I release the ways I play it safe.
Dear innate, I release the way I hold my place.
No, I release the ways I play it safe.
Dear innate, I release the way I play it safe.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I release any need to know what will happen.
Dear innate, I release any need to know what will happen.
Dear innate, I open my heart to trust.
Dear innate, I open my heart to trust.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I open my heart to love.
Dear innate, I take inspiration. inspired action.
Serenade by taking inspired action.
Serenade, I am divinely guided.
Serenade, I am divinely guided.
Serenade, my life gets better and better.
Serenade, my life gets better and better.
Serenade, I accept who I am.
Serenade, I accept who I am.
Take a nice deep breath. Okay, DC, is he better?
Asking Archangel Michael and Raphael, and they're saying yes. He's great.
I think one of the things it is I need to really know what will happen, because I'm always trying to figure out, you know, kind of what's going to happen.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to know what's going to happen. Just trust that it's going to be for the best.
Yeah, so it'll be a surprise.
Yeah, a delightful surprise.
Right. Table, thanks a lot, ladies. I appreciate it. God bless you both.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
And have a happy 4th, Daniel.
Oh, you too. Thank you so much. Bye, DC.
God bless you, hon.
Bye-bye. Okay, DC, we have done what we were meant to do for today.
Wow, what a beautiful day, Barbara. Beautiful healings, beautiful energy. Totally amazing.
Yes.
Awesome. And just have a fan-damn fucking tabulous holiday, everyone. That's from Ryan.
Yes, definitely.
It takes me a while to remember that word. It's big.
Yes, it is.
God bless everyone. Have a 4th of July, and we're here, you know, if you need us. If you need to get those chakras into alignment and, you know, to get rid of the heaviness and things. You know, Barbara, I can't think of a faster, more fun, easy way to do it than what we're doing. It's just amazing, totally amazing.
Yes, it is. And I hope everyone will take advantage of the wonderful car wash and let your chakras get cleared and aligned.
Yep. Yeah. Hey, you know, the 4th of July is almost here, and that Star Spangled Car Wash is free. It's a win-win. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
You want to celebrate the holiday, but you want to celebrate how good you feel as well. And I hope we've helped you guys with that today. Love you, Barbara. Happy 4th. Goodbye, everyone. Happy 4th.
Bye-bye.